Perek Lamed Daled, the Baal Tanya mentioned the concept of, he's focusing, we'll do a recap also, because this is really a point of, it's one of the sections of Tanya that finishes up with this chapter that we just did. So next week we'll do the recap. But he mentioned, Ha'avos Heinen HaMerkava, that the Avos are considered a chariot. Okay? That language is from a Medrash Rabbah. Okay, the Medrash is the one who says that concept, and what do those words mean? So right in the introduction to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, he addresses it as one of the very first things, because his premise in his entire Sefer is that Judaism is all about Dveikus B'Hashem. That's the goal of the whole thing that we're doing. It's all about Dveikus. So in order to launch that concept, you will see how the Hakdamah, by the way, is well worth its own. We'll do it after we finish Tanya. So Gimel Lamed, Gal, introduction to Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Hakdamah. Gal Einai V'Abit Neflesh Meteresach, open my eyes, and I will see wonders from your Torah. Ki Hashem Yitin Chachma Mepiv. Das is when Hashem gives wisdom, from his mouth comes das and understanding. Derech sheker hoser mimeni, take away the way of falsehood from me, v'seiros chachoneni, and inspire me with your Torah. Yeda ha'adam v'yaskil ha'yitzur neitzer. Notice how he puts Hashem's name right there in the front. Person should know. Ki guf ha'adam einenu ha'adam. Our bodies is not us. Rak levush ha'adam. Our bodies are but a garment to us. Neitzer, it is created by Ramach Evorim with 248 limbs and 365 sinews. V'Hashem Yizborach Novach Boi Nefesh Chaya Kilula Ramach Evorim Shesogidim Ruchniyam. Hashem blew into man, a living soul, comprised of 248 spiritual limbs and 365 spiritual veins, sinews. V'yislabshu, and those 248 spiritual limbs are contained toich remach evorim shel haguf. They correspond to the physical limbs of the body. V'oz poyalim evori ha'nefesh pulos anay de'akedim shem evori haguf. Those spiritual limbs are able to effect whatever they need to do through the physical limbs. So we have a dual, there's always a dual track going on. Umozen hevarim aruchniyim, what sustains, we know what sustains the physical limbs and sinews, it's the stuff we have on the table here. But what sustains the spiritual structure? Hu al yidei kiyum ha-Torah. We sustain the spiritual structure of our bodies through the fulfillment of Torah, Hakluda Mitaryag Mitzvahs, that is comprised of the 613 mitzvahs. Kedimya in Taryag Evori Haguf, which again, the 365 and the 248 make up the 613 limbs. V'chol Eivar Miremach Evorim Nizun Min Mitzvah Pratiyas Mitzyaches As Liyez Eivar. We must understand that the spiritual limb is sustained by the mitzvah that corresponds to that. Ukashemokach Meshas de Malkis Ashenivara Chazeh, as is clearly brought in the Gemara, this is not a Hasidic concept, that there is a correspondence between the mitzvahs and the limbs of the body. Vechein Chosov Harava the Ki, Mereni Reb Chaim Vital, Vesifre Shara Kedusha Chedek Aleph Perek Aleph, and again, this is one of the works of Reb Chaim Vital that's considered a Musar Sefer. It's not one of his Kabbalistic works. Universally studied. He writes as follows. Chol eva v'chulu, kashi yechsa l'odem kiyum eza mitzvah. When a person lacks the fulfillment of a given commandment, is gam ha'eva ha'prote ha'misyaches lo'isa mitzvah yechser mimenu mizaynoi. So the limb that corresponds to that mitzvah will be lacking. Hanimshach lo'im mishem havaya, that which is drawn from Hashem's name. K'may shiksev, like we say, mention it in davening, v'atem mechaya es kulam Hashem, you sustain everything. K'bishem havaya tzuluyin kol ha-mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are contained in the name of Havaya. Kamashom Chazal, Yud Ke Im Shemi Shasa, Vav He Im Zichri Ramach. The Zohar is a very similar Gemara, just simply in Atbash, by the way. In Atbash, where the Aleph and the Tof are the same, and the Beis and the Shin, the word mitzvah itself, Mem in Atbash, is Yud, and Tzadik is, or maybe it's the opposite, but it's Mem Tzadik is Yud Hey, and then Vav Hey is there already. Now, says Reb Chaim Vital, L'chein tzorech adam l'chapes b'chol koichai. For this reason, because the physical is sustained by the spiritual, for this reason, every person must search with his full strength l'chaim kol tarig mitzvahs, to try in some way to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs, which could be very challenging if you're a Yisrael, and eating truma is one of the 613 mitzvahs. And if Yisrael does it, it's kind of like a death penalty. So there are challenges in fulfilling all 613 mitzvahs. And again, the Sifrei Kadmonim offer alternatives. You could learn the halachas of those mitzvahs. You can bond yourself with other Jews and so on. But there needs to be a focus on trying to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs.
Why aren't the Acharonim and tell us that you can come through a Gilgal?
That's the... Right, that is the least pleasurable way. That's
depends on who you were, I guess.
Right. Ukashi Kaim is a mitzvah saseh. Here he goes. Now, so first of all, try doing it. But when you do it, Yechavein, here's what we should be thinking about when we do the mitzvah. Yechavein, first and foremost, Lahosir Me'ever HaProti Shal Nafshoi, to remove from that given limb hamisacheses al mitzvah, that which corresponds to that given mitzvah, zohamas aklipahi. First, God, get rid of the shmutz, get rid of whatever compromise and filth there is associated with that limb. Va'oz, and only then tochol olav eiver hamitzvah gedoshai. Then that the kedusha of that limb can take over from the mitzvah which is being fulfilled. As long as the klipa is there, as long as the dirt is there, then the kedusha can't dwell there because the kedusha and the shmutz don't enjoy each other's company. Acher yistalkus hazahama, once the dirt is gone. V'chein b'minias haveira, the same is true when we stop ourselves from doing something wrong. Yechavein, we should have in mind, shal yidei kein yisula kazohama shebegida proti, that by not violating Hashem's will, I am removing from that limb the shmutz that is in that gid, in that vein, in that sinew, shal nefesh amisacheses leisever, of the spiritual structure of that given limb. Va'oz, and then Yuchal lahamshich shefa haruchani, the person will be able to draw upon himself the spiritual bounty hanimshach derech hatzina haruchni, that comes through that spiritual pipeline. Here we go. V'al yedei kein nasis nafshoi, by fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs in the way prescribed by Reb Chaim Vital, the person's soul will become kisei, a throne, umerkava, and a chariot, el kedushas yizbarach. Says Reb Chaim Vital, v'zeh soid, this is the secret of ha'avos hein ha'merkava. This is the secret of how the avos became a chariot to Hashem's presence, was by getting rid of the shmutz and by bringing in the Kedusha in its place. Ad kan l'shaynoi, that's up until this point, is the language of Reb Chaim Vital. V'divrei pi chacham chen, and the words of the wise are charming. So, here we see the explanation of how one becomes a Merkava. Now, this week was the Yotzeit of the Maranaim. The Maranaim in this week's parasha addresses Ha'avas Hanin Merkava. We don't believe in anything being coincidental. So, take a look at the opening piece in Parshas Vayera, and a tremendously encouraging Yitzhak piece. You got it there? Vayera Elov Hashem. Again, the Maranaim was authored by Rav Menachem Nochum of Chernobyl. Was the predecessor of the Tversky 8, Ramatullah, his son, had 8 sons, each of them launched these various Ukrainian ribistivas. And Hashem appears to Avraham Avinu in the plains of Mamre, and he's sitting at the door of his tent, in the heat of the day. And he lifts his eyes, and he sees Vinishlesh on Noshim, it's of Malav, there are 3 people, and he sees Vayara to the cross of Mepesach Oil. And he runs to greet them from the opening of the tent. Vayishtachwat. Kosev b'zayir HaKadosh. This is very gishmak. Maninu shleish anashim. Who were these 3 people? Says the Zayir, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram is sitting in the Pesach Oil. He's sitting. and hey, that guy sure looks like me. And. All right. And along with him, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hine Naida. Everybody knows. Shatayra Hagdaisha Tsarachlias Bukhaladam of Bukhalzman. The Torah is not a storybook, they're not Bible tales. It has to be relevant for each of us in each time period. Kihinitzchis, because it is eternal. Here we go. Echaem is the truth of the lesson here is Shabbayre Baruchu Nimtza B'chol Echad Mi Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlem is found in each and every Jew, V'afilu B'rosha Hayoyse Godol, even in the worstest of the wicked, U'bibal Aveir Hayoyse Godol Chas V'Shalom, and in the greatest transgressor. V'araya, he says, I'll prove it to you. Every wicked person has thoughts of tshuva every single day. Clearly, therefore, it must be that the Rebbeinu Shalom is still in him, and that's what's causing these thoughts of tshuva. Right. That one is. So he was a misnagged in past life. V'zeo misro elav Hashem yizbarach. That's what it means that Hashem, meaning that Hashem appears to him, Hashem's trying to get his attention. He's still there. Meaning, as long as we still have thoughts of tshuva, there is still hope. Now, if we pay attention to the voices, that we lift ourselves out of the gutter, the person's going to say, when will my actions begin to emulate the actions of my predecessors? Here again the words, ki ha'avos, hein hein ha'merkava, the avos are the merkava. Says the Maranaim, umahu merkava. Can somebody please tell me, what is a merkava? Kasa b'tikunim. So he quotes the Tikkun HaZayah, Hasus Tafel L'Reichev. The horse is a Tafel, the secondary to the rider. Ve'en HaReichev Tafel L'Sus. But the rider is not supposed to be secondary to the horse. Sheyelech Hasus L'Makam Sheyirtza, meaning the horse is supposed to go where the person wants him to go. V'yani goes to the Noah, the Mekamis Mitunofim. That meaning that the horse isn't supposed to drag the person into the Shmutz. Rak, rather, Sheyelech L'Makam Sheyirtza Nareichim Leilech Shom. The horse is supposed to go where the rider wants him to go. U'kishadam hu merkava l'shmo yagodo ele. When a person becomes a merkava to the Rebbeinu Shalalem, He only goes to the websites where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to go. He only does the will of Hashem, and not the desire, the design of the evil inclination. This is the meaning. Vayera elov Hashem. Hashem appeared to him. It doesn't say Hashem appeared to Avram. Because of Stam. But like Kosav El Avram, it doesn't say Hashem appeared to Avram. Rather, Hashem appeared to him. Ki koya kol echod mi Yisrael, because it's talking about us. Shem Yisrael, Elov, Hashem Yisrael, the Rebbein Shalem appears to us. Where? Be'eloine Mamre, Taiches, the Maranaim, Eloine Yulosh and Chizik, we find throughout Tilim. Eloinai means strength, force. Mamre, hulosh and hamra, is rebellion. Pirish says the Marnayim afilu b'chayzik, even in the strongest forms of amra, of rebellion, meaning shemamre is pi Hashem Yisbarach, when we rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, da'ayinu afilu rosh godel chas v'sholem, even an exceedingly wicked person. Nonetheless, Misroi love Hashem Yisbarach, the Rebbein Shalom, but Vaisach to him, Hashem appears to him. Dahainu, how is that manifest? Hirhure Tshuva, Sheboim Loikinal. These are the thoughts of Tshuva that come to him. V'hu, Yoishev, Pesach Oil. What is that all about? Zekhtar the Gemara Naim. You know what that's about? The Rebbein Shalom is opening a gate for us. He opened the door to the tent. V'hu Yoishev Pesach Oil. The Rebbein Shalom is standing there. He opens a gate for us. Kechoim Hayoim, in the heat of the day, Kishabolo Yislav is Hirule Tshuva, when we become engulfed in thoughts of Tshuva. How do we practically utilize those thoughts? Says the Marnayim, Vayisa Aina, we gotta lift our eyes. Pirish, Kishemagbiya Haseichel Shaloi, if we're willing to lift our head out of the gutter. Vayavi Nishloisha Noshim, we gotta look up and see that before us came three people, namely Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yankiv, Ratzolaymer, Shiroya, the person sees Madregas Havis, he sees the levels of our forefathers. Shahal you may call the Shmaya Golda, they were a chariot to Hashem's name. So what should we do? Vayar Vayorat the cross. We gotta get up and run towards them. Shaimar, that is to exclaim, Mosa Yagia Maisa the Maase Avoisai. We gotta say, how do we do that? How do we become more like them? I too want to become a Merkava, Lias Merkava Elav Yisbarach. Shigelech, that I will go, Rak, Lemakim, Shu Yisbarach, right, so that I'll only go to the places where Hashem wants me to go. How do I get myself to be able to do this? Because Mipesach Oil. Because I recognize there was an opening here, there was an invitation. Meoise Pesach, Shepaschule Canal. I garner the strength from the fact that, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me. Even in my lowly place, Hashem came to me. V'oz, the result of that will be Vayishtachu Lapov, Yishtachavo Huam Shocha. Bowing is a form of drawing of energy. Shemamshich Ham Shocha L'Pchinas Artzius, that we'll be able to draw that energy even into our lowly state of Artzius V'Hovin, and understand this well. So the fact that the Ovis were Merkava isn't part of the Bible tales that we should be reading our kids. Rather, it's a call that we too, now, generally speaking, this doesn't happen overnight. We don't wake up tomorrow morning being a Merkava. But it's each and every day we can strive, and the more we, I mean, this is, you know, the main purpose in all the stories and tales of tzaddikim, and the fact that we hold up, you know, these examples, that these are possible. You know, my Uncle Shia always relates that people ask him why he has such a horrible self-image. So he says that while the rest of his friends would go to sleep listening to the three bears, he would go to sleep listening to the stories of, you know, the Rebbe Rebbeir and the Matal on the Stipler Rebbeir and the Mittler Rebbe Rebbeir, and they were quite different bears. And then he wonders why he had, you know, a negative self-image. You know, your grandfather was a Baruch HaKadosh and knew all of Shas when he was 8. And yeah, that's reason to have prestige, right? It's all right. At the end of the parak, one of the tremendous encouragements the Baal Tanya offered at the end of that parak, which is tremendous, tremendous chizik, is that even if a person can only take out a small segment of time to learn, and even if a person can give a small slice to tzedakah, but the fact that we use part of our day showing that this is what I really want to do uplifts the entire day. It all becomes part of them. It's because without the other 4/5, you can't give the 5th to tzedakah. So I was looking around because I know this concept is brought in many other places. I found a Kedushas Levi in Parsha Shoftim. You should have, Joel, grab him there for the printer, please. Anybody want more beer?
I'm trying to quit.
Trying to quit?
He says that every time he goes to reach for the bottle.
Which one is that?
Some sunset wheat. Yeah,
plenty of the
good. That's sweet. It's the best one.
I think it's the best one.
Yeah. He likes sweet.
You don't like bitter stuff.
You want bitter?
That's sweet. I don't know. Yeah, it's okay. Whatever.
I have some more bitter stuff in the other room in the fridge.
Ooh.
All right. Aser to aser. You got it?
Thanks.
Let me see which piece it is there. Yeah, Aser to Aser, the left-hand column.
Right-hand column. I think. At the very bottom.
Aser to Aser is called to Zarach. Again, double language. Okay. Tithing you shall tithe. All of the tzvua of your field. Darshu Chazal. So Chazal tells us, Aser, tithe. Bishmil shetisasher, in order that you'll become wealthy. So again, Chazal tells us that this is one of the areas that a person is allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meiser. But what's going on here? Lavin zan nira, writes Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditcher. Dini kasha adam oisei tzedakah. When a person does an act of tzedakah, azayat tzedakah oilo lamayilu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that tzedakah ascends to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. V'ini al derech mashal. He says, let's give you an example. By the way of a parable. Hanoisin zahav echad. The person who gives a gold coin. Oy mida achas tvua maise. Or he gives a bushel of wheat. Now, kishat tzedakah oyla l'mayla. So when that act of tzedakah ascends above, umistaklin, and they analyze it above, they say, where does this tenth come from? One coin, which is a tenth, comes from the fact, obviously, that there were 10 coins. There were 10 bushels of grain. Is v'nimtza elu ha'asara zehuvim ve'ha'asara midais kulam nichnasa mimitzvazu. Exactly what the Baal Tanya said. Comes out. Then not only is the one coin included in the vision of this mitzvah, but all 10 coins were. Not only was one bushel of wheat included, but all 10 bushels were. Because the person had the 10 coins or the 10 measures, therefore it's for that reason, that's why he gave one or a tenth of that grain. Ubezeh. Because of that, Zoyche, he merits Lishon Abba in the coming year, Sheet and Yudzuv, and that he's talking, going to give all 10. V'yud Midas Maaser, because they were taken now into the vision of the mitzvah, so now they're part of the mitzvah, they become Maaser for next year. Da'enu Sheyir Loimea Zuhuvim, he's going to have 100 Umea Midas Tvua and 100 measures of Tvua. V'nimtze Shekola Tvuya Shoyle V'pamarishan. All of the grain that he had the first time, that is, the 10 measures from which he gave one ma'aser. Ayidei zeh, through that, zoyche shebashana abo yizkeh, the next year he will merit, shegiten mimeya ma'aser, that he'll give from the 100, he'll end up giving ma'aser. He's going to have 1,000 times as much because it keeps on going. The reason for this is shekulam nichnasin b'mitzvah kanal. They all become critical to the mitzvah, as he mentioned before. Vizeo, look at that gorgeous taich in the pasuk. Vizeo aser. Kishetit in Meiser, if you're going to be careful to give a 10, the result is going to be Te Aser es kol tevua zaracha. It's not Aser Taser, no. Aser, if you give a 10th, the result of that is going to be Te Aser es kol tevua zaracha. You're going to make everything you took it off of into Meiser. The Shana Abba, next year, Tizke, you're going to merit Shekefia tevua shoylach b'shana Abba. Commensurate with the grain that you had last year, you're going to turn that whole amount into ma'aser. What you're going to end up doing is due to the fact that that became the impetus, the conduit that led you to give that amount, you're going to end up giving that whole amount and so on, and the result of that is going to be tremendous wealth.
And that,
okay.
That is
the Haftacha?
That is the Haftacha. And you're allowed to test
that? Yeah. Kach Katuv. That's what it says.
He's got Jews.